Klan Lipschitz, how are you?
Fine, not at all, Kathy. This is about Brexit. This is an election about Brexit.
Yes.
For most of the UK.
Absolutely. Well,
I'm talking to you from North London, which is where the Jewish community is concentrated.
Yes.
And here it's a bit different.
And what is the feeling? What are the conversations that you're having in the Jewish community?
It's mostly a feeling of being terrified, and for various reasons. The people who fear the rise of Jeremy Corbyn and Labour fear that, plainly speaking, this is the beginning of an era in which Jews won't be able to practice certain professions, won't be able to inhabit certain circles, or return to dark days. And there's another set of fears by people, especially Jews who don't have a British citizenship, who live here, who fear that if Johnson wins, that means their entire future is completely uncertain.
Gosh, this is crazy. You know, if I didn't know any better, I would say that this sounds like one of the prophecies from Zechariah, and you will tremble wherever you are, right? I mean, is there any Jewish community today that is not living in fear? Well, aside from South Africa, but really. I mean, look what's happening in the United States. Look what's happening across Europe. Look what's happening in the UK. It's absolutely insane.
But the question you just raise is exactly why what's happening here is so dramatic, because 5 years ago, I would have said, yes, the UK Jewish community spared the Holocaust, experienced hardly any pogroms. I think the last one was in the 14th century in York, and allowed organically to grow roots into the heart of British society and produce prime ministers and ministers and what have you. And that all changed in 2015 by a series of events. You know, we speak about the reality for UK Jews now with Jeremy Corbyn, the hard left politician, being at the helm of Labour. But we don't speak a lot about how it happened. How does it happen that a mainstream party that used to be the political home for British Jews became a cesspool of anti-Semitism?
Well, how do you see it?
Well, that's just the subject for research I'm doing right now, because I'm trying to step back and just realize how we've come to this crazy prophetic situation. And the answers I'm getting is there was a series of miscalculations on the center of the Labour Party around 2014. Ed Miliband, a centrist Jewish guy who headed Labour but was a weak candidate, decided that it would be a good idea to liberalize membership in Labour. His objective was to weaken the far left wings of the party. But he did the exact opposite, because as one activist told me, we just didn't realize that there were about 500,000 crazy people waiting on the sidelines to come in and take over Labour. That's exactly what happened. It opened the ranks to anti-Semites and racists of various colors. And Jeremy Corbyn, a guy who said that Hamas, Hezbollah are his friends, that Hamas is working for equality and social justice, and that is himself implicated in anti-Semitic incidents like defending a clearly anti-Semitic mural of Jewish bankers playing Monopoly on the backs of dark-skinned men. He has not done enough to solve the problem, partly, some would say, because he is part of the problem.
Absolutely fascinating. Kanan, do you ever, have exercises where you look at, I don't know, our ancient wisdom and as a Jewish people and what's happening in the world at the time? Because you really are on the cutting face of, of news.
This brings us back to Brexit. You know, there is an argument that says that Judaism, part of its revolution, when it was first emerged as the religion of the Hebrews, was to set out a boundary, nahala. And beyond this boundary, you don't step out and you don't incur on the territory of the neighbor. Now, the Jewish people, for sure, have not always lived up to that principle.
Yeah.
But it was a revolutionary idea because it laid the foundations for the nation states. All the other empires at that time were headed by people sent by God, who said they were sent by the gods, rather, to teach, to instruct humanity and to improve it. They had an imperialist view, whereas the Torah had the view of the nation state. And that's exactly what's at stake here. Are we going to have a European Union, a supranational state, structure? Or are we going to have a nation state? And if we are going to have a nation state, where does the foreigner, where does the ger fit into all of that, which are deeply Jewish questions?
Amazing. Well, this is where we unfortunately have to leave it, but I really, really hope that we get to speak to you, and maybe tomorrow afternoon, maybe we could even do a quick call with you, find out how it's going during the vote.
Well, I'm here.
Thank you so very, very much. And for once, we're actually on the same time zone.